You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Today, we are with Randy Gage, once again, a thought-provoking, critical thinker who will make you approach your business and your life in a whole new way. Randy is the author of 10 books translated into 25 languages, including the New York Times bestseller, Risky is the New Safe, and the just-released Mad Genius. Randy, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be back on.
Always good to have you, and certainly enjoy the time you spend with us. So to get things going here today, do you really believe that everyone has genius?
Yeah, I actually do, because it's doubtful that anyone would deny that Amy Winehouse or Ernest Hemingway or Ginger Rogers were geniuses, right? But I don't think any of them that I know of possessed a genius IQ. But it's not an IQ thing. Their brilliance, like all of us really, comes from not a cognitive intellectual measurement, but the way they express their gifts to the world. And that's what we're talking about in the Mad Genius book, is particularly for entrepreneurs, how they can unleash that genius in ways that solve problems and add value.
So what led you to write this new book, Mad Genius?
I actually thought I was going to write the sequel to Risky is the New Safe, and that's what I started to do. And I was getting deeper into biogenetic engineering and human cloning and 3D printing and all of these earth-shattering changes that we're going to face in the next decade. And I realized, hey, that's not really what I'm supposed to be doing here. There's futurists and tech people, Ray Kurzweil, and people like that, who are much better at that than me. What my gift is recognizing what's the challenges those things are going to face. And then when we know the challenges, what are the opportunities for entrepreneurs going to be? And so that's kind of it evolved into the Mad Genius book, which was how to think more creatively, how to think like an entrepreneur, how to go to possibility thinking, the kind of thinking that created the iPad, let's say, with Steve Jobs, as opposed to the habitual thinking that most people have fallen into today.
Obviously, you reject the notion that genius is a function of IQ. What are the key ingredients of mad genius thinking and behavior?
You start with this idea, let's say as an entrepreneur, you start with the idea, okay, how do I solve problems? How do I add value? If you can think of who your target market is, tell me the three things that keep them lying awake at night, and I can tell you how to become wealthy. Because if you can solve any one of those things, they will joyfully, lovingly, gratefully crawl naked over broken glass and throw their credit card to you to solve those problems, right? So you start with there, but where I really want people to get to in the book is the possibility thinking. That's why I mentioned Steve Jobs and the iPad, because the iPad didn't solve any problem, right? There was nothing, no problem in the world that would be, was waiting for the iPad. It's just Jobs saw a possibility. He created a product that once people saw it, they said, I got to have that. And you remember when he did the press event and somebody asked him how much focus groups and study they did beforehand, and he said, it's not our customer's job to know what they want. That's mad genius. Mad genius means it's your job to know what your customers want before they even know they want it. That's what we're talking about. That's possibility thinking.
You got to love that. You have a section also devoted to the big lie. What is that for entrepreneurs?
Ask 1,000 entrepreneurs what's the opposite of success, and 999, or maybe 1,000 out of 1,000, will say failure. But that's not true. The opposite, that's the big lie, because the opposite of failure is, the opposite of success is really mediocrity. And failure is just part of the success process. And if you look at Richard Branson and you look at Mark Cuban and Oprah Winfrey and Jobs or any of these other people, they had some major failures along the way. And that was part of the process. Mark Cuban, I saw an interview with him once, and he said, "You only need to be right once." And I thought that was pretty telling, right? He was right once, and it was worth like $4 billion to him.
Today we are speaking with, once again, Randy Gage, author of the New York Times bestseller, Risky is the New Safe, and the just-released Mad Genius, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Randy, instead of normal chapters, you broke Mad Genius into Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. What was the reason for that?
I wanted to make sure people knew this was not a regular business book written by some consultant who had some theories or was given book reports about other business books they had read. I wanted people to understand this is like nothing they've ever read. So Book 1 is about, how did we get to our current thinking? Why do people think it can't be done? Why do they say, well, this is the way it's always been. This is, you know, how do we get there? And then Book 2 is titled The History of the Future. And it's about looking at all those things that are going to happen in the next decade. And not far, far out. I'm saying the next decade. What's going to happen with social media? What's going to happen with mobile, 3D printing, biogenetic engineering, cloning, virtual reality, augmented reality? And then how is that going to impact every business in the world? Because a lot of those things, most of those things I just mentioned, will impact virtually every industry, every business in the world. And then Book 3 is about, okay, now we know what's coming up. Now we know what we need to prepare for. So how do we unleash that creative genius? And that's my manifesto, really.
Well done there. In the book, you also mention how the most successful organizations seem to encourage their people to behave more like entrepreneurs than employees. What are the keys to doing this?
The biggest thing is the culture that you set in the organization. You have to have this safe space for brilliant people to be brilliant. So they have to know that you will allow them to fail, and they're not going to lose their job, or they're not going to lose your confidence or the confidence of the organization. They're not going to face politics that's going to derail their career. You really have to encourage them to be bold and know that they are going to make some mistakes, some failures. But it's only a mistake if you don't learn from it. And you have to work relentlessly to kill the politics that, oh, you know, as organizations get bigger, that's when the politics start getting more and more. And then it's vital that you create that safe space for creative people to be amazing.
You also suggest that the smarter you are, the greater the likelihood you are intellectually lazy. That's very interesting, by the way. Why is that, and what can smart people do about this?
Well, unfortunately, my experience from this comes from myself. And sometimes we're just too clever for our own good. When we're smart in an area, we start to think we're smart in every area. And when we start to think we're smart in every area, we think we can take shortcuts. But there's always this process that has to be followed from a sound premise to a logical conclusion. And we have to be smart enough to realize that we're not that smart. We still can't. And sometimes we think we're so smart that the rules don't apply to us, right? And the fact is, we still have to deal with gravity. We still have to deal with other forces of nature. We still have to deal with inertia and other things. And we have to be smart enough to realize, okay, great, we can be really gifted or talented or smart in this area, but we still got to be willing to do the work pay the price, and do it the right way.
Lastly, what is the most important thing that you would want the reader to take away from this book?
I want them to know they're a genius, that they can unleash that genius, and that they're living in the best time in human history to unleash that genius, that there's never been a better time to go from dead broke to multimillionaire or even multibillionaire than right now, because of how smartphones and mobile app and social media and technology has just dropped all the barriers to entry. And to everybody who's listening to this podcast, could be a documentary maker, could be a movie maker, could create a television show, could become a publisher, can create a network, right? I mean, a YouTube channel. I mean, there's just, if you look at the last the Emmys, you know, and look at all the awards that were going for Mr. Robot and Mozart in the Jungle and House of Cards, and these shows that didn't come from networks. They were made by Netflix or Amazon or independent people, because anyone could do that now. It's the greatest time to be alive in human history, the greatest time to be an entrepreneur, and I want people to tap into that.
Randy, always inspiring and motivating. We thank you for your time once again. Tell our listeners where they can find you online and how they can also find your books as well.
All right, I'm at randygage.com, G-A-G-E, and I'm all over Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You can find me everywhere. And the book is in the stores now. It's already a New York Times bestseller, by the way. It debuted number 12. Hit the Wall Street list, all the big lists. So it's in the stores. It's on Amazon, BNN.com, pretty much everywhere.
Congratulations for your continued success, Randy, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Randy Gage, author of the New York Times bestseller Risky is the New Safe and the just released Mad Genius. And once again, for more information, simply visit randygage.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.